With a look at Radio K-Man's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. More details on your road expansion project after the National Roads Authority posted several tenders recently. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has the details.
The request for quotes are for the supply of fill aggregate materials for the East-West Arterial Extension Project, Agricola Connector, along with, quote, fill materials crusher run. The Infrastructure Ministry tells Radio K-Man Rex Crichton Boulevard is being extended by half a mile, with a plan for it to join with an additional half-mile connector road that links Shamrock Road and Agricola Drive. This phase of the EWA is not part of the project scope for the soon-to-be-completed environmental impact assessment for the stretch of the project that will provide a, quote, more resilient and accessible link between Hurst Road and Frank Sound Road, addressing increasing traffic concerns for the eastern districts. The ministry says the purpose of Segment 1 is to allow eastern commuters the ability to bypass the Savannah Meadows and Savannah Tall Tree community by providing an approximately one-mile loop extension to Rex Crichton Boulevard. The NRA plans to, quote, substantially complete the road by the agricultural show scheduled for March 5th. A full opening is expected in May or June this year. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. An international artist who called K-Man home has passed. The National Gallery has extended its condolences to the family of artist Jeremy Sibley, who died on New Year's Eve. With watercolors of everyday K-Man scenes, Sibley made a, quote, significant contribution to the visual arts of the Cayman Islands by showcasing the island's unique culture and landscape. Born in Jamaica, Jeremy Sibley studied architecture in Canada and practiced in Jamaica before moving to the Cayman Islands with his artist wife, Joanne Sibley, in 1980. His work has been exhibited several times with the Visual Art Society and is represented by the Kennedy Gallery and Pure Art in the Cayman Islands. His work is featured in Art of the Cayman Islands, the island's first formal art history, while NGCI exhibition include Watermarks, A Legacy of Light, Tropical Visions and Seascapes, Maritime Art from the National Collection in Little Cayman at the Little Cayman Museum. And Cayman's Director of Tourism is honored as Director of the Year by the Caribbean Journal, part of the publication's 2025 Caribbean Travel Awards. CIGTV's Donna Bush has more.
This esteemed recognition celebrates Mrs. Harris's outstanding leadership and her unwavering commitment to positioning the Cayman Islands as a premier luxury destination, all while safeguarding the islands' rich cultural heritage and showcasing Caymanian hospitality. With over a decade of service as Director of Tourism, Mrs. Harris has been instrumental in defining the Cayman Islands' global tourism strategy. Her visionary approach led to a record-breaking year back in 2019 for stayover arrivals, firmly establishing the Cayman Islands as a top choice for travelers worldwide. Beyond her contributions to the Cayman Islands, Mrs. Harris recently completed a term as chair of the Board of Directors for the Caribbean Tourism Organization. In this regional role, she provided strategic leadership, advocating for sustainable tourism growth and fostering collaboration across the region. The prestigious award from the Caribbean Journal is a testament to Mrs. Harris's dedication and remarkable achievements in advancing tourism excellence. We say congratulations to Mrs. Harris on this well-deserved honor.
Now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. The US tech giant Meta has announced it will be removing fact-checking from its services and replacing them with a community notes system. The changes will begin in the US and will affect Facebook, Instagram and Threads. The Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said recent elections felt like a cultural tipping point towards free expression. The outgoing U.S. Secretary of State has accused the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces of committing genocide in Sudan. Antony Blinken said the conclusion was based on the RSF's systematic murder of men and rape of women from certain ethnic groups. The UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has condemned M23 rebels for violating a ceasefire agreement by the DRC and Rwanda last July. The head of the mission, Bintou Keita, expressed alarm over renewed attacks. Rescuers in Tibet are working through the night to search for survivors of a powerful earthquake that killed at least 106 people. More than 2,000 buildings have been destroyed, leaving people homeless in freezing temperatures. Chile has ended the role of its ambassador to Venezuela in response to what it called the electoral fraud perpetrated by the regime of Nicolas Maduro. The image provider Getty Images has announced it will merge with its rival Shutterstock to create a multi-billion dollar content company. The firm said combining resources would help them invest in innovation such as using AI. The Russian Orthodox Church has said that pectoral crosses and icons blessed by Patriarch Kirill at the request of Vladimir Putin will have the president's initials engraved on the links of their chains.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.